let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope by Charles Lee Hunlin, Jr., considers Christianity in our time as it confronts the crisis of the relevance of the church and the challenge facing biblical theology. The reflections and observations are autobiographical in nature because they mirror the personal perspective of Charles, who for 65 years has sought to communicate the Christian faith with intellectual and spiritual integrity. Dr. Charles L. Hunlin, Jr. is a retired Methodist minister, active in interim pastorates, Bible teaching seminars, classes, and group studies. In addition, he continues his ministry of interpretive writing of books, articles, and sermons. He's a graduate of Mercer University, the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and Columbia Theological Seminary. He was awarded the Doctor of Divinity from Mercer University and the Doctor of Law from Atlanta Law School. He's published several books, including Christianity for Tomorrow and Think on These Things. He served as a pastor, churches in Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Washington, D.C. In addition, he served as an adjunct professor in several seminaries and universities. Dr. Hunlin is married to Jeanette Crowder Hunlin, his lifelong partner in ministry and a retired school teacher. The Hunlins make their home in Fort Worth, Texas. Dr. Charles Lee Hunlin, Jr., author of Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Hunlin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to it, and it's an exciting time.
Well, it is an exciting time, and I've been looking forward to our conversation here as well. And let's start off. The book title is Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. Talk about the inspiration for writing this book.
Well, through many years of teaching and then serving churches as well, these are the issues that most often have been asked me and discussed with me. So always I've had an interest in putting it in concrete form. But the real secret came about 3 years ago when my wife said to me one night, "You're going to die and leave, and your grandchildren will really have no way of knowing exactly where your theological perceptions are. Write it for them." That prompted me to set about writing the book, and I did that as a result primarily of the motivation of my wife's counsel.
You know, that's interesting. I said she has been partners with you. That's obviously the case in life and in the writing of the book. The book is Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. Let's talk about the title, and I'll ask you several questions here. The title is Personal Theology of Hope. Talk about the meaning of that, and when you think about it, why is theology ever personal? We sometimes think of this as sort of a collective response in the Christian faith. Why the title? What does this mean?
Sometimes these days you hear the phrase groupthink.
Yes.
I like to also think about the possibility of group faith as well. The great statements of creed that most Christian churches adhere to are usually recited by congregants on Sundays and other important occasions. And sometimes I have the feeling that it is said without really thinking about what is being said. I call that group faith. One of the important things, I think, is to have personal faith, which means you appropriate the truth that is recited, and then you assimilate it into your very being until it becomes an expression in your life rather than just a statement of your lips. That's what I mean by personal theology of hope.
That's such an important message, because what you say is so true. Sometimes we go through the motions as a group rather than any personal reflection. And then the book addresses that, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. The author is Dr. Charles Lee Hunlin, Jr. You'll find the book at pageturner.us in the bookstore. I'll give you a list of the outlets where you can buy the book as we go through the interview. Let's talk about society, the society we live in today. What societal factors exist that make a discussion of one's personal theology make it relevant and possibly even important today?
Well, I don't want this to sound academic, but there are two words that come to the forefront immediately: materialism and secularism. When people have all they want, and sometimes all they desire as well, the ideas of spiritual important things sometimes slips into the background. I think that to some extent exists in America, where the abundance of things collected is uniformly and universally received by us all. And the other is secularism. Dr. Georgia Harkness, a great woman theologian of the last century, once said, "Secularism is the ordering and conducting of life as if God did not exist." I think there's a lot of that going on today as well. So the great forces facing biblical theology today, the Christian faith itself, I think, could be epitomized in those two words, materialism and secularism.
With us on the program is Dr. Charles Lee Howland, Jr. His book is Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. This is a republished book now available for sale at its lowest retail price, available for sale in all the Amazon sites at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, as I mentioned, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia available in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. The book's available literally wherever books are sold. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get more information on Dr. Howland's book. In the book, you give emphasis. You talk about the Apostles' Creed. Explain why.
For 2,000 years, the Apostles' Creed, as such, has been the recited formula of what Christians believe. Particularly since I retired almost 20 years ago, I've been in large, medium, and small churches all across Texas. And the thing I've noticed that in virtually all of these Methodist churches, there is a daily Sunday recitation of the Apostles' Creed. It dawned on me that in most instances, it's said by rote memory. A thought occurred: do we really know exactly what we're saying or are reciting? Second thing is, these are words that were first articulated towards the end of the second century and almost codified in the fourth century AD. What about 2020? Exactly how do these ancient words fit today? So the Apostles' Creed came as central focus for my mind. How do I take the truth of the Apostles' Creed and enable it to have powerful significance for the age of which we are a part today?
Once again, I say what becomes words suddenly becomes much more than that when you read Dr. Howland's book, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. We talk a lot about Christianity, and we talk about the Constitution almost in the same way. Christianity, theology, should that be viewed as fixed, transient, or evolving? It's sort of a question we all have. How do we view this?
I find the word truth to be important here. Truth. At the trial of Jesus, Pontius Pilate asked a provocative question: what is truth? I think we always struggle with that. Truth is infinitely larger than any single component, whether it be in literature or otherwise. I like to have this statement put forth from time to time. No event recorded in the Bible is true because it's recorded in the Bible. Rather, it's in the Bible because it is true. Take, for example, the story of the birth of Jesus. It's not true simply because it's written. It's in the Bible because it's true. Our task in biblical theology is to continue that quest for truth, recognizing that truth has no limits. It has no boundaries. It cannot be circumscribed. Therefore, we constantly look beyond what we think and know to that which can be revealed beyond that of our immediate knowledge. Truth is a key word.
Yes, and I was going to mention that. Absolute truth is something that you discuss very honestly, openly. Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope is the book by Dr. Charles Lee Howland. As you're going through that, in other words, is the quest for religious truth limited to the literary parameters of the Old and New Testament?
No, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yes.
Draw a circle, and in that circle, write the word truth. What you've just done is define the limits of what one accepts as valid. Erase the circle, and there are no limits to what one considers as valid. And our task is to have a mind that's open to receive new information as well as special revelation that can come from God himself.
This is such a fascinating book, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. Dr. Charles Lee Howland, Jr., our guest on the program, book available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Page Turner's bookstore, pageturner.us, the bookstore there. In the constant quest for personal theology that balances faith and reason, how do we go about explaining the relationship between science and the biblical narratives of creation and miracle? How do we do that?
All too often, I've had the feeling that science and religion are at odds, that science says one thing and religion says another. Let's just take, for example, the story of creation itself. There are those who would say that the Bible says the earth was created in 7 24-hour days. Science says the earth was created over a period of millions of years. The universe came into existence through long process. Which one is right? I think reflective minds would finally come to the conclusion both are right, for both are answering the question of creation from different perspectives. Religion declares what? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Science discusses how and when. The approaches are different, and yet the conclusions are always the same. They are results of supernatural intervention and process as well. I think science and religion joins hands at this point and become partners in the quest for truth.
You also talk about sacred language. Explain exactly what you mean by that.
Well, God talk is talk that is familiar to people who go to church or Sunday school classes or Bible studies. God talk involves words that are almost cultic in nature at times. We use words like atonement or reconciliation or heaven or hell. And there is a sort of built-in assumption that everybody knows what we're talking about and everybody agrees with what we think those words mean.
With us on the program is the author of Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope, Dr. Charles Lee Howland, Jr. We live in a pluralistic, multicultural society. What is the role of the Christian faith in this society?
I think a brief answer is important here. Let me share three words with you. Constance, stability, and permanence. In a changing flux and flow era of which we're a part, there is that in Christian faith which says God is, God always has been, God will be. You can bet your life on that. And this is something that I think Christian faith provides, a changing world in which we find ourselves, and gives stability to those who are looking for it. Example. When I was I'm an older man. When I was very young in my first class in science, I was taught those many years ago that the molecule then in 1945, atom was the building block of the universe.
Oh, yes.
A lot of change took place. And that's what I mean by the words constants, stability, permanence. That's what Christianity provides.
With us on the program is Dr. Charles Lee Howland, Jr., author of Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. Based on that, there are some people today that wonder if the church is even relevant today. How would you address that?
The church is relevant so long as the gospel of Jesus Christ is proclaimed as it was taught by Jesus and set forth by the early apostles. Remaining faithful in that regard is the important thing. And if I may press this further by saying, there are certain components of the Christian guarantee the relevance and continued importance of the church. Those three words are very simple: witness and service. And I'll give you witness and service, and also general devotion to God. These three things are very important: witness, service, and devotion to God.
Boy, time is going by way so quickly. It's been a fascinating conversation with Dr. Charles Lee Holland, Jr., author of Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. What are the means by which the church remains a redemptive force in the present socio-political climate of this contemporary society?
The important thing, I think, at this is that it remains personal. We can't have we. The important thing I like to leave everybody, get back to the idea of groupthink and faiththink. It must remain personal. Faith of our fathers is not our faith. Jesus once said to a man named Nicodemus, "You must be born again. The religion of Moses was good for him, but what about you? You must be born again." So seeing to it that this is the part that maintains the emphasis of the church, we'll see to it that it has, not only for now, but for all time to come as well.
Boy, I wish we, this is a program that could go on for hours rather than minutes, but I'm going to close with this. We don't have a lot of time, sort of probably unfair to ask, but to what extent does the traditional expectation of the church regarding eternal life, the hope of heaven, serve to sustain and encourage the Christian believer?
That to me is a very important question, maybe the ultimately important question of today. For those of us who live in a day where one wonders if there's anything beyond this day, there's despair, hopelessness, and helplessness. The recognition that life moves toward an end can be a very devastating experience. But if one can realize that life is, and that death does not mean finish, it means beginning, then the whole attitude is changed. It's called the blessed hope by Paul in the New Testament. And that is what sustained people during slavery, during persecution, during tribulation, during enslavement. And that is what is going to help the church survive in these days of unparalleled testing into which we're going even now. God will see us through, not only for this day, but for that eternal day as well.
It's such an important book, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope, written by Dr. Charles Lee Holland, Jr., our guest on the program, a republished book now available for sale at its lowest retail price. Available for sale, as I mentioned, all the Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. Also available for sale, an ebook, paperback, hardcover. You'll find all of that information when you go to pageturner.us in the bookstore or any of the outlets I mentioned. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Holland, it's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Excellent job. It's a very thought-provoking book, a very important book, Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. Thank you, sir, for being with us on the program.
Thank you for the invitation. I enjoyed every moment.
It was a delight having you on the program. Looking Ahead, A Personal Theology of Hope. Our guest, Dr. Charles Lee Holland, Jr. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.